Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kim Davis case is a microcosm of what is and what is to come. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbedwire.com. You know, Matt, the Kim Davis case, Kim is known now literally around the world. She's been on all the major media. Her name and her face has been all over the place. You know, the fact of the matter is that the Kim Davis situation is not isolated. And in fact, you know, one of the things that Kim Davis said in her statement when she went back to work was that she's not the only one. She says, "While my case may be the most visible right now, there are millions of other people out there in the private and public sector who face and are in the same position, and they also need reasonable accommodations." That is exactly the truth. Kim Davis is just one of millions that ultimately have this kind of conscience conflict with this Supreme Court opinion on marriage.
Well, in fact, the preponderance of clerks there in Kentucky are looking for an accommodation. They're hoping for legislation that will enable them to do their jobs and do them without violating their conscience through some kind of simple legislative accommodation, which unfortunately the governor there has refused to call a special session for Kim Davis and for these clerks when he did it for his own attorney general, because he could not carry out his duties and violate his conscience. So there's a bit of a hypocrisy there, Matt. But, you know, I hear some people also saying, well, Kim Davis isn't the right person, this isn't the right case, you know, some kind of conservative thinker, legal, you know, politicos and legal scholars and so forth, saying this isn't the battle we need to the battlefield on which we need to fight this. Well, I say baloney. We didn't pick this. Kim Davis didn't pick this. God picked this and is using somebody in a unique way, a humble person who did not raise her hand and say, "I volunteer to be, you know, to be this public face of the battle for religious freedom." But God had other plans.
You know, I have seen, and I haven't had a chance to read a lot just because we've been focused on this case, but I've been on an email list that I seem to never get off of. It's kind of like Hotel California. You can get on this list, but you can never check out of the list, no matter how many times you want to. You know what I'm talking about, Matt.
But I do.
you know, and you got these people that are sitting on the sidelines, and they're wanting to armchair quarterback things, and they want to critique things. The fact of the matter is, Kim Davis was on the front lines. People have no idea, zero idea, the intensity of this battle, and it's not over, frankly, against her and her family and against Liberty Counsel and against our staff. Nobody has a clue of the intensity of this battle, both with regards to the intense pressure and with regards to the work, but also with regards to the death threats. You know, these people can sit on the sidelines and they can pontificate all they want to. You should do that. You should do this. It's not right here. It's not the best situation here. You know, the fact of the matter is, if I'm going to get in a foxhole with someone, I would get in the foxhole with Kim Davis in a heartbeat, because I know her heart. I know her conviction. She was just a clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, who, when this battle came to her door, she said, "That is a line I will not cross." A lot of people out there may pontificate, but when you're faced with that decision, when everything is put on the line, when you're faced with having your spouse receive phone calls at home, and someone on the other line is saying they are coming to your home, they are going to beat him, tie him up, rape Kim in his presence, and then burn down the house with both of them there, you better have a close walk with Jesus Christ, because you will buckle under that kind of pressure. And Kim Davis did have that kind of close walk, and she would not buckle, and nor would we at Liberty Counsel.
And you can't do it without the grace and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And you see that at play here, and you see the presence of the Holy Spirit in Kim's demeanor, in her courage, in her humility, in her meekness. You know, she is displaying meekness, not weakness, and meekness is controlled strength. But in her own fleshly weakness, which we all have, it is the strength of the Holy Spirit that comes forward. It is amazing to watch the Holy Spirit use people's weaknesses to glorify God and to glorify His truth, and that's what we see happening here. People need to understand, though, Matt, that the days of fence-sitting on the issues of marriage and family and the biblical admonitions against sexual immorality and so forth, those days are over, because the government has now, through a tyrannical edict of five black-robed autocrats in Washington, D.C., the government has now officially pitted government against the free exercise of religion, has officially said, we endorse sexual immorality. Those who stand firm for sexual morality, biblical morality, are now at odds with the government. And as far as the government is concerned, until proper accommodations and religious freedom protections are reached here, the government is saying, we will come after you. You cannot operate in the public sphere. You can't be a public employee, an elected official. You can't even be a baker. You can't even own a small business. We will drum you out of business until you violate your conscience and call evil good and good evil.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think here one of the messages is, well, there's several messages. Number one, God doesn't always pick what you think ought to be the right person. If you look at Jesus picking his disciples, who does he pick? He picks fishermen. He picks despised tax collectors. Who does he pick to be the witnesses to the most important event? He picks women who are kicked to the side of the curb, whose testimony in court wouldn't be believed at that time. And those are the people who are the witnesses. I would have picked the most reputable rabbi or priest that everyone would say, well, if he says it, then it's got to be true. And Jesus picked someone at the other rung of the spectrum. But I think the other thing is that if you're obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ, he will do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what you ask or think. Another thing is, this battle is not just Kim Davis. It's not just clerks. It's not just marriage licenses. Every single person, every Christian, every person of faith, everyone who believes in marriage as the union of a man and woman will have to face this decision. Maybe not as dramatically as Kim Davis, but yes, you will have to face the decision. Some as dramatically as Kim Davis, and you better be prepared for it. Churches, whether you're in the private or public sector, colleges, all of these will have to face this issue. And then the final thing, Matt, and we don't have time to elaborate here, but you have to be prepared in your spiritual walk, because you're walking into a fiery furnace, because there are lots of misinformation, lots of death threats, and maybe we ought to talk about that on another program.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, the fascist secular left here, they have an incrementalist approach. They gain as much ground as they can. They sit, dig in their heels, and they move to gain more ground. If pastors, if churches think that they're going to be exempt from this, they're crazy. We already have dozens of top homosexual activists and others clamoring for churches that refuse to do gay marriages and pastors to lose their tax-exempt status, to effectively be shut down. It's coming.
No, it's coming. It's already here. And the stunning thing, I think, for most people and for any of us that even have been watching and been involved in this for a long time, is that within 2 months, or just after the 2 months, after the 5-4 opinion, you had the first Christian spend 6 days in jail for their faith. Stunning. Think about that. The Kentuckians passed this marriage amendment by 75% of the vote. This is stunning. 2 months later, a Christian goes to jail. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for this country. We are in a very critical moment in our history with the direction in terms of which way we're going to go. Are we going to be a country that just simply wants to trample and crush people's consciences and religious freedom? Are we just going to give people like Kim Davis the choice of your conscience or your freedom? You can maintain your conscience, but you have to do it in jail. if you want to maintain your freedom, you've got to sacrifice your conscience. Is that the country that we live in? Is that the country that most people want? I don't think so. So pray for this country. Pray for Liberty Council. Go to our website, lc.org. Keep us informed of what's happening in your community. And remember to financially support Liberty Council with your tax-deductible contributions. You can make an online contribution right there at the website, lc.org or libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.